It seems fitting that we close this volume, not with a weekly or monthly letter, but with the trance address given to the assembled fraternity on the occasion of the vernal equinox of 1944. The European war would be won in a little over a year's time, and the communicator is plainly confident of this fact as he reviews the working of the group as it prepares itself for the post-war era. An interesting element in this talk is the concept of a divine aspect known as the Destroyer. In one sense, this relates to the material on Jeborah previously communicated, although in more general terms it is the winter aspect of the four-fold cycle of nature, but applied to the rise and fall of civilizations and nations. It is appropriate to a time when much that was of the old order would pass away, to make way for the new. Little was it realized either, it would seem, that this would include Dion Fortune too, who was to pass away in the January of 1946. Yet there are in this script, prophetic words of comfort. Surrender yourself to the Destroyer when he calls you in the sure and certain hope of a glorious resurrection. Death is the gate of new life even as is birth, and no more to be feared or deplored. Trance address given at the vernal equinox, 25th of March, 1944. Greetings, my brethren, we are met together at this the vernal equinox of 1944. This date marks an end and a beginning. Your lodge working, which it is my duty and happiness to inspect, reflects that end and that beginning. You have achieved a ritual working of great excellence. Within the simplicity of your ceremony has been built up power and beauty in equilibrium. I especially noted the beauty of the voices. Such polished working, without a jarring note, is necessary for the manifestation of power in full splendor. The working is satisfactory. Set it as your standard, it represents achievement, and I congratulate you. I speak to you first of the conditions in which you find yourselves, individually as men and women of your race, and collectively as a brotherhood. You find yourselves in the darkness of the dawn with the rim of the rising sun just appearing above the eastern horizon. For your information, it is necessary that you should be informed of the proximate developments. Note this, affairs move fast now. The tides of affairs on the inner planes are now flowing. In your mundane working and organization you can do anything for which you have the conditions and the workers. Proceed therefore according to your judgment and opportunity. What you build now will stand. Do not, however, go forth into their outer world, but remain within the temple behind closed doors. Conditions in the outer world are not yet ready, but within the temple conditions are ready. And you can go forward in the name of the mysteries. I thank those who have remained faithful through the long hours of darkness and slack water, under great difficulties, and in many cases in great danger. It is harder thus to keep the night watch than to advance with the dawn. There is a blessing of an especial nature on those who have kept the night watch. We now advance to the dawn of a new epoch. Old things are passing away. All things are becoming new, our Lord said. I have yet many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. I say I have many things to tell you and you can bear them now. It is not easy working for you because all grades are reduced to a single grade. Consequently, into that single grade must come workings that rightly belong to the higher grades, and those who are of that grade must do as best they can. They have thus great privileges but also great difficulties. It is not easy for them, but I bid them be of good cheer. If they have it in them to advance to the higher grades whose impact they must thus bear untrained and unprepared, they will achieve. Even though the path be somewhat rough to their feet, for those who come after it will be easier by virtue of the sacrifices and the endurance of those who achieved under difficulties. I wish today to give you under certain teaching that you may better understand the work that is being done and the problems you are called upon to solve in the course of it. Some of you have heard all this before, but some of you hear it for the first time. All of you can profit by considering it. For it may be that you have made progress since last you heard it and will now perceive in the teaching what you could not see before. All begins in unity and ends in unity. There is one God. The exoteric church knows the Godhead as a trinity. The esoteric temple knows the Godhead as a quaternary. Consider the moon, you gaze upon her face. And she always presents the same face to you. Consider her silvery disc was divided into four segments. You see the whole of one, and the half of two, and one you never see at all. But you know it must be there, for no front can exist without a back. So, brightly as shines the moon, she needs must have a dark side. So it is with the Godhead. You see the whole of one segment, that aspect of the Godhead which relates to the epoch. You see the latter half of the preceding aspect and the first half of the succeeding aspect, and there is a dark side which you do not see through. You know it must be there if you are an initiate. If the Trinitarian aspect we know God the primordial Father, of which segment we see the latter half, the earlier having passed away from human sight with the passage of cosmic time. We see the whole of that segment which constitutes the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, God made manifest in human form. We see the first half of that segment which represents the third person of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit. The second half of that segment has not yet manifested on earth, and can only be known to those who can rise to a level of consciousness beyond brain consciousness. The fourth side is an aspect of the Godhead known only to initiates, and herein is a deep truth which you must know if you would serve in the temple. The first person of the quaternary is God the Creator, the giver of life. The second is God the Redeemer, the preserver of life. The third is God the Illuminator, the renewer of life. The fourth is God the Destroyer, the taker of life. All these are aspects of the one God, the Destroyer no less than the Redeemer, for the Destroyer makes all things new and opens the doors to the incoming light made manifest through God the Creator. Fear not the Destroyer, he is true God, and his servants are great initiates. That is the secret of the temple without which cannot work the mystery rituals. Surrender yourself to the Destroyer when he calls you in the sure and certain hope of a glorious resurrection. Death is the gate of new life even as is birth, and no more to be feared or deplored, and premature death is as regrettable as premature birth. Those who die through their own error die prematurely. No other death is premature, even in youth. Those who die in childhood do not die prematurely. Of necessity there are souls that come into incarnation for certain purposes in order that they may die properly. There are those whose previous death has been attended by some difficulty or pathology. They are born in order to die properly. There are those now, and they are many, who are dying in the flower of their youth, their manhood unenjoyed and unfulfilled, and they are of our best, but they are not dying prematurely. They are being sent forth from the inner planes that they may build a new era. For that purpose they were born in the throes of the last world war. Many of them died in that war and reincarnated as volunteers to die again in this, in order that the new age may be born through them. Such are known by their intuitive knowledge of the work to be done and their vision of things to come. They are called over to fulfill the chosen purpose, and no man goes who is not a volunteer. They retain the personalities of the incarnation in which they were born and died, in contradistinction to those who go over, their destiny fulfilled, their lessons learned, who absorb the essences of their personality and cast off the empty shell to disintegrate. These, the pioneers of the new age, retain their personalities, as do the masters whom they serve, in order that they may work in the earth's atmosphere. These it is who are bringing in the new age. Those who die the sacrificial death die with power. Those on the mundane plane who are dedicated also die. They die to self. They die to separateness. They too rise to the glorious resurrection of the initiate illuminated. Those on the mundane plane, those on the inner planes, all dead, work together, all dead to the world, all rising together in a glorious resurrection of illumination, all playing their part in the great work, to wit, the redemption of man. The epochs of the world in the slow moving of evolutionary time pass through the phases of the four aspects of the Godhead as if the moon revolved upon its axis. The age of God the giver of life belongs to the past, the age of God the Holy Spirit is dawning. But each soul goes through these phases in its progress from death to birth, during which all that is vile and unpleasant in it is disintegrating. The immature soul is under the jurisdiction of God the giver of life. The fully developed soul passes over to the jurisdiction of God the Redeemer. The more highly evolved soul passes on to God the Illuminator. the dying soul passes on to God the Destroyer, who maketh all things new and brings rebirth on a higher arc, all eras being connected. Each age of man, like each age of the earth, is under the jurisdiction of an aspect of the Godhead, none may be abrogated and none forestalled. Those who have not known God the giver of life made manifest in nature cannot know rightly God the Redeemer made manifest in civilization, and they who have not known the saving spirit of the Christ draw not nigh the Pentecostal flames. Those who are not thus ready for illumination sleep throughout a nether death. Asleep. Those who are ready go over in full consciousness and are born remembering the splendors of another place. Each man lives his own life in his own age and his own place. None may live for another, and none should judge for another. Be loyal to your own truth at all costs, for it is your only sound foundation. The blessing of the Masters is upon all who serve. End extracts.